Very hard. Yes, it's uptown.
Okay. Did you have a fireplace?
Yes.
Could you tell me about the fireplace, the parts of the fireplace, names for, what do you think of a fireplace having? What constitutes a fireplace?
Well, fireplace was, if we did have a fireplace, it was built there, and we had only one fireplace. Of course, this was the main, we had only one fireplace in the house there. And of course, everybody sat there. The fireplace was a big, of course, the house I was born in, the fireplace was a bit different from my grandfather's home up there, because it was much smaller, but it was a nice fireplace. In fact, my grandfather built it. That's what he used to do, was build chimneys for people. And it was a nice fireplace with a hearth, as we call it then. And of course, we had what was called dog irons in the fireplace, which was to put the wood on. The logs, you might say. We didn't say logs. We say wood now. The modern days, so the logs, you see. We just said wood, firewood, you know. We put the firewood on, you see. And of course, we around there we had a shovel, we had a poker, but we poked the fire with. You see, we called it the poker, which was a regular little piece of iron, and some of them were bent on the end where you pull the logs up and down to get them to burn. My mother was very peculiar about the fireplace because we were not able to use, we had to use oak wood because she used the ashes for making soap. Right. So we couldn't use just any wood in our fireplace. And she made us, you may get a little kindling to start the fire, but no oak wood we could use in the fireplace because she saved those ashes to make soap out of. And we had an ash hopper too that we put the ashes in. And so.
Kindling, did you ever hear people around here refer to it by the other name?
Pine, yes.
Do you ever hear lightwood or lighter? Meaning kindling, lightwood or lighter?
No. We didn't use it, I'm saying. I've heard of those kinds of terminologies, but we didn't use those terms in our area. Right. They were not
used.
Did
you have a place above the fireplace where you might put a vase? Or
yes, that was what we called a chef. Right, that was a chef, as we call it, in those days, over the fireplace. And of course, we didn't have electricity at that time, at the beginning, but we did have electricity later on. But I can remember when I was small, we didn't have electricity. We kept the lamp sitting there all the time. And of course, Mama also had an old, I hope that chair's not bad. You may need to get another chair. That old chair, it's a poor chair, really. We had what was called an old hearth, I mean a chef up there, that we kept our lamp up there. We also had a, Mama had a, somebody wash your hands, what you call that thing? Put my
sort of basin.
It's not a basin that, but I forgot what you call it. That's a problem, that was the name you call it too. You see it up there on the chef too. And of course you had all the pictures up there. Favorites for relatives, I would say, that she had up there.
The, you know, when you burn a good deal of wood in the fireplace, you'll have this black stuff accumulated on the inside.
So,
do you ever hear of that stuff catching on fire in old houses and burning out in the chimney?
Yes.
Was that in a roof on fire?
Yes. That happened. It happened in my grandfather's house up there. The soot caught on fire. And of course, my mother said the reason for that is because we didn't use the proper wood. You see, the old wood to keep it burnt out.